From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. The Missouri GOP is calling on an attorney for the Secretary of State to recuse herself from investigating outgoing Attorney General Josh Hawley. Missouri GOP spokesman Chris Newell on Wednesday said Secretary of State Deputy General Counsel Christine Hassinger has a conflict because she donated to Hawley's former rival, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, and other Democrats. Republican Secretary of State Jay Oshkroff's office is investigating Hawley following allegations by a liberal group that he misused public resources to boost his Senate bid. Hawley's office has called the claims frivolous. Oshkroff told the Kansas City Star that he's confident Hassinger takes her duty to serve in a nonpartisan manner seriously. Missouri infrastructure improvement projects are getting more than $90 million in federal grants. Governor Mike Parson on Wednesday praised U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and the state's other federal legislators for helping to secure the money. The Buck O'Neill Bridge over the Missouri River in Kansas City and the Bella Vista Bypass in southwestern McDonald County are slated to get $25 million each. The other projects that were awarded grants include the Sedalia Railroad Spur, which is set to get more than $10 million. The U.S. Department of Transportation awarded the grants as part of the agency's Better Utilizing Investments to Leverage Development, or BUILD, program. Missouri's outgoing Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she won't run for another office, but will remain active in politics. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported Wednesday that although McCaskill says she'll never run again, she might help recruit or mentor Democratic candidates in Missouri. She also warned that if more of her Senate colleagues don't speak up on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia involvement in the 2016 election, they'll face a crisis. McCaskill lost a bid for the third term to Republican State Attorney General Josh Hawley last month. On Thursday, she'll give her final Senate floor speech before she leaves office in January. Authorities say a Missouri Steak and Shake employee's weapon jammed after he yelled, "I quit," while firing a single shot into the ceiling. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 19-year-old Reese Favinger is jailed without bond on charges that include armed criminal action and unlawful use of a weapon. The Columbia police officer wrote in charging documents that Favinger told police he got angry and shot the gun into the air Sunday after using methamphetamine, cocaine, marijuana, and Xanax. Officers found a handgun and numerous rounds of ammunition in his backpack. The documents say a witness told officers Favinger was speaking with management when he became enraged. After firing the shot, another man helped remove Favinger from the restaurant. No attorney is listed for Favinger in online court records. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News Columbia.